Once upon a time, he'd been one of the fastest guns in the Confederacy, and the most precise. Now he called himself a bodyguard, and offered his skills to the highest bidder, which meant he spent a great deal of time in the big cities. New York, Chicago, L.A. Prime hunting ground when it came to getting down and dirty. He could fall into bed with the prettiest filly around and never run the risk of seeing her again. But this was small town central. If he betted a woman tonight, he was sure to bump into her again, and again, before he said goodbye to this map dot. While she might not remember him, thanks to his vamp mojo, he would remember her. Worse, she would become more than a face, and that he didn't like. He didn't want to know that she'd been voted most popular back in high school, or that her dad owned the local feed store, or that she went to the VFW hall every Thursday night for spaghetti dinner. He didn't want to know her, period. Knowing made it harder to turn his back and walk away. And Brent Braddock always walked away. "I didn't sign up for this," muttered the woman who pushed through the rear exit of the dairy freeze. "I'm a waitress, not a busboy. I do tables, not trash." The door creaked shut behind her, muffling the whir of a shake machine and the hiss and pop of a burger grill. June bugs bumped against the single bulb that burned near the back door. She wore a white button-up blouse with a name embroidered in pink across the right pocket, white shorts, and a pair of white sneakers. Her breaths echoed in his ears, and he tuned into the steady thump of her pulse. A knife twisted inside of him, and his muscles clenched. Heat hummed the length of his spine. His hunger stirred. He watched as she dumped an empty banana crate near the dumpster a few feet away from where he stood in the shadows. She started to turn, but then her gaze hooked on him, and she started. "Holy Toledo!" She touched a hand to her chest. "You scared me." She eyed him. "We don't allow customers out back." "I'm not a customer." "Then what are you doing here?" "Waiting." His words slid into her ears, and just like that, her annoyance faded, and her interest peaked. Her brow smoothed, and her eyes sparked. "For who? Who do you think?" He stared deep into her eyes, and tuned into the rush of feelings bombarding her. Her anxiety because she was only one of two car hops on duty on a busy Friday night. The other was old Lady Dolly, who waited tables about as fast as a Thanksgiving turkey sharpened his own axe. Her anger because she spotted her ex, a.k.a. the rat bastard, having a banana split with some tramp named Bernice. Her insecurity because she should have remembered to put on a swipe of lipstick before taking out the trash. Talk about stinking rotten luck. In the 6 years since she'd graduated high school, she'd spent a fortune trying every dating service known to mankind, only to meet Mr. Tall, Dark, and Yummy on her way to the effing dumpster. She licked her lips and tried to think of something witty to say. "Why don't you come around front? I'll bring you one of our new Fat Cow burgers. It's a double-decker with bacon and 3 slices of cheese. It sounds like a heart attack just waiting to happen, but it's really awesome, especially with our double deluxe strawberry malt." "I don't want a hamburger." "Then what do you want? If it's French fries, I could definitely make that happen." "You," he murmured again. But this time he made sure she got his meaning loud and clear. "I want you." He held her stare and willed away everything except the passion bubbling inside her. "Don't talk." He fed her lust with his own until her cheeks flushed. "Don't think." Her breaths quickened. Her eyes sparked. "Just feel. The clenching inside your body. The wetness between your legs. The heat licking at your skin." He sent the silent messages, and her gaze smoldered. Her hands trembled as she stared back up at him, her expression slightly bewildered.